In June, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, announced it would roll back anti-discrimination rules, curbing protections for transgender people in healthcare settings. Sacha Bucart is a senior attorney with Lambda Legal, an LGBTQ organization specializing in civil rights law.
No federal agency has targeted LGBTQ people more than the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the agency tasked with enhancing the health and well-being of all Americans. Lambda Legal has now filed 6 different lawsuits against HHS in the last 3.5 years to block administrative changes that invite harm to our community. One of the most pernicious attacks from HHS came less than three months ago, well into the pandemic, when HHS chose to finalize a rule seeking to carve out clarification that LGBTQ people, women, and other vulnerable communities are protected under the non-discrimination provisions of Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act.
5 days before the HHS finalized its decision, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in Bostock versus Clayton County, effectively banning employment discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in accordance with Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. That landmark ruling also set a new precedent by clarifying the discrimination on the basis of sex includes sexual orientation and gender identity. Before HHS finalized its new rule, Bucart says the agency was quickly informed that their new rule would fly in the face of the new federal ruling. But the agency published its new policy despite this. The HHS rule has been enjoined by 2 different federal courts. According to Representative Johanna Hayes, Democrat from Connecticut, her state laws are consistent with the Bostock decision. However, despite the Supreme Court's ruling, the Department of Education is threatening to withhold millions of dollars into Connecticut schools because of their policy to allow trans students to participate in school as their chosen gender identity. Hayes says the grant funds being withheld were specifically designed to help promote diversity and equitable education in public schools.
There's a whole lot about the journey of transgender youth that I don't understand. I don't understand, you know, gender identity and expression and how it presents itself at different ages. But what I do understand is discrimination and the fact that these are somebody's children. And it is our job to protect these children. And federal funding should not be contingent upon that protection.
Fatima Gross-Graves says this withholding of funds to Connecticut schools is a clear violation of Title IX in the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination under any educational program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. But Graves says restricting funding isn't the only way that Trump-era policies hurt students. In May, the Department of Education published a rule that weakened Title IX protections for student survivors of sexual violence and harassment by making it harder for students to meet the burden of proof. She explains that student survivors who are already in an impossible position now have another set of barriers to overcome in order to get justice.
And this new Title IX will put students and schools in a terrible position. Under this rule, schools are required to dismiss many types of Title IX complaints, but no school should be even allowed, much less required, to dismiss a complaint simply because the student was raped at an off-campus party or because each incident of the harassment they endured for months isn't considered severe by itself, or because a student dropped out of school when it was hard to be in the same class as their assailant. Nor should schools be allowed to ignore complaints because the respondent graduated or because a student reported it to a coach rather than to the dean.
The new rule also requires that survivors be subject to cross-examination. When no such cross-examination exists for any other civil rights violation. According to Graves, this policy paints survivors as deeply unreliable and is rooted in skepticism of sexual assault itself. Further, she says this rule will make schools less safe. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.